we had to show an incredible number of people to make a point, and I don't think we're going to stop doing that. I don't think anybody here risks a thing. I think that they risk more staying at home, because visibility is protection, visibility is a way to legislation, and visibility is something that brings others out and gives them courage.
There's always a risk for a gay person to come out in public. I think all of these people are very brave people.
No comment.
I feel sorry for them.
Why is that?
Well, I think they're out of the mainstream. I've been in mental institutions where people have the same reaction. They get together, but if they're happy, so be it, as long as they don't infringe on other people.
Those are some of the people who attended a gay rights rally in Washington today. The police estimated that 25,000 gay activists were in the crowd, but organizers put the number much higher, more like 100,000. Today's rally was called to denounce sexual discrimination and to call for the repeal of some state laws that ban certain sexual acts. The rally was organized by a national coalition, and speakers came from across the country. One of the speakers, comedian Robin Tyler, who told the crowd that they are not responsible for violence done to gay people.
I want those television cameras out there to turn around and focus on one of the largest demonstrations in the history of this country. Look at that crowd. Focus on that crowd. In San Francisco, when they sentenced Dan White to 7 years, our brothers and our sisters got on the streets to express their grief and their outrage, and they burned a couple of police cars, and they dared to call us violent. Well, they don't have to tell us about violence, because they have violated us since the beginning of time. They have violated us in prisons. They have violated us in mental institutions. And by behavior modification, they have alienated us from our parents and taken away our children. And they have told us one of the worst violations of all, that closets stand for privacy and not for prison. So don't tell us about violence!
That was comedian Robin Tyler.